forever.
Dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hello.
It's Kat
and Pat.
And welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
We're in the studio. We're the guys. Please bring your hands. Bring them in. Drew Anderson.
Put your hands open for Drew. Welcome, Drew.
Welcome, Drew. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How are you, my sweet?
How are you, my sweet?
I have some sweat on my upper lip.
You know what?
You're someone who I've, the second I met them, family.
Yeah. I felt that way too.
You're someone who had a soft entrance into my life where at first I was like, I know who you are, but why do I never see you? My friends seem to be in pictures with all of a sudden. And then all of a sudden I was in the same space as well. I was like, we never seem to meet. And then all of a sudden
now
we're best friends. We are.
How are you?
Really?
I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in a little bit of a transitionary period in my life.
Go on.
Moving out, got fired from my job. Oh. Trying to figure, sort of put the pieces back together. Oh, it's a whole story. I will
do you not want to talk about it?
Happy to. I'll give you the abridged.
Did you tell me?
What was your job? Real estate?
Yeah, I worked in the Upper East Side.
Every gay is real estate in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate touches every gay's life in a way.
It
hasn't touched my life yet, though I did work. But I was a temp gay receptionist, another gay trope. I was at a commercial realty space. Mm-hmm. But what touches really every gay's life is showing people apartments in a realtor capacity.
It's so true.
Guess who helped me find my apartment?
Who?
Dave Mazzoni.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Checks out.
I actually have never felt so safe than when I found it on Street Easy, and then Dave was like, let me do you a favor, let me come look at it. And Dave kind of walked into space and kind of just like listened and like touched the walls, and I was like, I felt so taken care of.
Yes.
I was like, this is the apartment. And he was like,
scary.
And he kind of like, you know, licked his finger, put it away, and was like, this is the one for you.
Yeah.
And it has been the greatest joy living in that apartment.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing place.
So talk to us about your, because it's a part-time job, right?
Part-time job. Mm-hmm. Work there about 3 days a week.
For how many years?
Since I moved to New York, so like 3 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wait, really? Wait,
in Chicago.
You lived in New York for 3 years?
I lived at home for the first year. That's in the suburbs.
That's why I didn't get
what
you.
What was
at
that
first.
Like?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty terrible. It was bad. I mean, it was great in some ways because you didn't pay for rent, but I would commute to the city and do shows at the Pit and then like take the 11:30 train home.
Yeah.
It was like
that's
very sad.
That's
look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I lived that lifestyle.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I lived that lifestyle.
I feel like a lot of people have lived that lifestyle.
Yeah, but wait.
It's natural.
You're,
it's like having a skull.
Yeah, it's like having a skull.
We decided that
skulls
Halloween,
aren't
they're not scary. Normalized skulls. Everyone has one.
Skulls are not Halloween.
They're not.
They're human.
I know.
They're not haunted. They're not ghosts. They're just human anatomy. But wait, also Drew.
Please.
You're from the Westchester suburbs.
Westchester suburbs, okay. Similar to Long Island.
Okay.
Now, Drew, I want to just pop in and I have to get this off my chest because Drew sucked dicks with one of my hottest people in my life.
Now, when you say sucked, was that a sucked or a sucks?
They sucked dicks. So
it's over?
Well, it happened again recently.
Has it happened more than once?
It's happened twice.
Amazing.
So it happened
work.
Once and then we weren't sure if it was going to happen again, then it happened
and
again.
And it did.
Drew!
We weren't sure.
I want to share that also. We were both, me and that person were helping a friend move, and there wasn't enough seats in the moving truck, and I had to sit on his lap.
Is it who I think it is?
Yeah. Wait, did I show you pictures? Yes, of the person whose lap I sat on.
No. Is it you were moving with someone that I know?
No, it was our mutual friend.
Okay, so someone I don't know.
Yeah.
I was telling Pat, he's so hot. He's hot in that specific way that's like your brother's friend.
Yeah. It's your brother's friend.
Your brother's friend hot or like
and
in
that's
college
a,
you would like.
To that. We were talking about,
that's porn.
I know. Or like, you know, you go to the
recruiting
college, you go to the bagel place and there's like that hot guy in line. You're just like, what's going on there? Just like sort of, he just rolled out of bed kind of hot.
Yeah. And he's a realtor.
And how did he come into your
life?
He's
a realtor.
He came into my life on Grindr.
I love that.
You're kind of a Grindr princess.
But you keep it secret.
I keep it secret. But I don't.
Because,
everyone thinks I'm just like a sort of sweet, buttoned up little.
I know that you're not. I know that you fuck.
I know you're a Grindr princess.
I know
you leave work to fuck a lot. Is
I
that
do.
Why you got
and
fired?
That's, well, that's,
is that correct?
The funny thing is, like, you'd think that's why I would have gotten fired, but actually got fired for eating cereal of a tenant.
Oh, you did tell me this.
Start at the beginning.
Okay, I'll give you the abridged
version.
And then
we'll hear about the dick
sucking. Yes.
And all that nasty shit you freaks love.
Mm-hmm. Us gay freaks. So
I like sucking dick as much as the next girl.
Okay. That's not just for the gays anymore.
I like to choke on it. I like to choke on
she
it.
Loves to. She
it
loves
gets me wet. Okay.
She does. Okay, so I showed an apartment to a prospective tenant did the showing really quickly. They left. Before I went on the appointment, I took my PrEP. And it upsets my stomach. Jewish. Have to eat before I take any kind of pill, vitamin. Didn't take it. So my stomach was bothering me.
And so to fire you for that is a religious persecution issue.
Exactly, exactly.
So wait, finished. And then what happens? You're in this apartment.
Okay, so I'm in this apartment. I'm like, I'm starving. My stomach is gurgling, doing crazy things. On the tenant's kitchen counter is an open box of Crave cereal. Oh, the like chocolate Hershey cereal.
I love
cereal.
That. So I'm like, should I get that?
Whatever. It's delicious.
Should I get that?
It's delicious.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
My phone knows that I like cereal because it keeps giving me cereal. I'm talking to my phone. You're right. I'm screaming into my phone. You're right. I get caught red-handed.
I had two handfuls of this cereal. And I was like, great. And then as I'm leaving, I look across the kitchen and on the top, like a stack of books, is a camera.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go back to the office and we received an email from the tenant and the subject was cereal incident.
screeching bloody murder.
And the email was like,
and you can
insane.
See the email, but it's not to you because it's all one email address.
Mm-hmm. It's like the general company email. And it was like, whoever just showed my apartment took the liberty of taking two handfuls of my Crave cereal. Please find the footage in this email. Sent the footage of me eating.
I would pay millions to watch that footage.
I'll add it to my reel. Add it to the reel.
That is so
could you
funny.
Die? So then they were like, you can't eat cereal of the tenants. And I was like, I know.
Yeah.
And then,
about PrEP. That's homophobic.
Did you say
it's
like,
homophobic,
anti-Semitic.
It's
did you say that you had the stomach thing?
Yeah, I said I took my PrEP before, I took my pill before going on the appointment. It upset my stomach. Yeah, I pled my case, but it was like.
They were like, we have to make.
Were they nice? They were like, we know it's insane, but
Yes. They were like, I know this is crazy. I know this is so insane, but we can't keep you on. And I was like, okay.
You lost an amazing gay realtor today. Goodbye. Brittany Zellweger comes out with the office. You see deaf people in the elevator.
I collect my belongings. Yep. And I left.
Was a part of you relieved or were you upset?
Oh, I was so relieved.
Oh,
I've been wanting to leave. It was
amazing.
It was great.
It was a gift.
But it was such an insane way to
it's
exit.
So funny.
Get fired. It's crazy.
Honey.
You
I'm putting on my grandma jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The shoes, you bring on the shoes, the grandma shoes, wood to carpet
to wood. Well, great for set.
Exactly.
Amazing
my grandma
material.
Said.
Amazing. Material. Yeah, you're very close to your grandma. She works in your shows.
Mm-hmm. She works closely in your shows. So are you looking for something else? Like what? You're in transition.
I'm in transition, you know.
Where are you living? I forget.
Living in Greenpoint. I've been there for a year.
We almost got dinner in Greenpoint at 1 a.m. once. And essentially cooler heads prevailed.
Yep. We just bowed. We both bowed out.
We both did a show together and we both left the show and then we were home in our separate spaces. What was that night?
I don't think so, honey.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But then it's like, basically at that point, you have to go to Keg and Lantern if you want to get food.
Never been.
Well, you know what? Me and my boyfriend ended up going to that night. Is that great place that you told me about?
I'm
not Dar, not that place.
Oh, I don't know.
The other one up in Williamsburg that Betsy told us about. You know, it's where you and Betsy had.
Oh, Mogador.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, love Mogador.
We met there.
But Dar, I'm obsessed with Dar 525.
I like Dar, but
You like it?
We didn't do it
so
right.
So good.
Because that's Iranian.
I don't know. No, but whatever it is, the way they deliver it to you, you feel so taken
we
care
had
of.
The most,
amazing portions.
See, we had a psycho. We had a psychosexual relationship with our waiter in a way that was like. It was getting in the way of the business at the Manor. You know what I mean?
Were they flirting?
They were kind of flirting, but kind of. I think they were trying to only flirt with my boyfriend and not me, which is truly the story of my 30s. But it was just like, okay, like, we have to understand what's on the menu and like kind of order. You know what I mean? It's like, I love you. It's kind of psychosexual cat and mouse you guys are doing, but we do have to kind of.
We have to eat at some point. Yeah.
I think that's what happened. Or I could be thinking about it at a different restaurant.
Yeah.
What do we think? See how Freud this is? What do we think I'm trying to do here?
Whenever you rip something up that you want to fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. If you're have a coffee cup or if you're ripping things, it means that you have like repressed sexual stuff.
But I've been having so much sex. Ooh,
maybe it's not accurate, babe. Or maybe there's something you want sexually that you're not getting.
Did you know that one time?
I'm really getting it.
You're getting it all.
Maybe you want anal.
You know.
Maybe that means you want anal.
Okay, so I want anal.
Are you into anal?
I've never really done it, but I don't. Okay. I don't crave. I don't ache for it.
You don't ache for
it. Are you a gay who loves anal?
I do.
Yeah, I love it too.
I love it. I know. We talked the other day about it.
Right.
About anal.
And you generally top, right?
Generally top, but like.
But you
also down to
it.
Also down to bottom. But it's just hard. It's like not as obviously.
It's hard.
I don't need to tell you.
Bottoming is one of those things where it's like if you do it, it's almost easier if you just do it all the time. I just got back on Pure for Men, thank God, because my thing ran out and I just got it again.
Yeah, the preparation.
So I have to spend a full 18 calendar weeks douching a year.
Is it uncomfortable to douche?
No, it's kind of actually pleasant,
and it also turns me on a little bit. Does it ever turn you on?
Well, it's kind of like the Pavlovian, like
thing. You know you're gonna get
right.
it good.
Right, right, right.
I bought, and have I talked to you guys about this in the podcast? I bought a $200 dildo.
Oh my! Oh, I knew you got a dildo. I didn't know that. I wasn't familiar with the price.
My lover and I, we were going to.
But it's a vibrator, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were just gonna get some, pick up some lube because girls, you gotta stay nice and wet. No matter this, it really helps.
Yeah, totally.
And you know what? Actually, and this sounds like it's SponCon, but the reason I never really use lube because I'm always dripping wet, horny. But Lola, that tampon brand, when they sent us like that sex kit, they sent me a lube thing, and I started using it, and I loved it.
I don't think of that.
It was good. And so then I was like, I need more lube. So we walked into the sex shop, and then it was like in a cartoon where someone just like sees something glittering in the in the front. I'm like, I have to have it.
Yeah.
I saw this absolutely gorgeous vibrating dildo. It is, the design is immaculate. It's so sleek. It's called, it's Lilo is the brand. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it by Lindsay?
It is not by Lindsay Lohan. I don't think Lindsay Lohan was involved.
It's called Lilo.
And it's like a big, it's like it like kind of curls like a finger like this. That. And it vibrates and it's big.
Ooh. I'm so unfamiliar with the vaginal anatomy.
Oh, it's amazing.
That's, I mean, you want to see a scary part of the human? Forget skulls. How about the inside of a vagina?
It's beautiful.
It is.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Drew.
Then we've been playing with that and it's made things like so intense.
I had a dildo in college that like had a suction cup that you could like on the wall. You can just put it places.
And
so
cool.
You can get fucked. Like you can fuck yourself with
when
it.
When did you come out?
But isn't it a lot of
freshman year
of college?
And already by the end of your college.
It's a lot of work.
So you came out freshman year of college. You're already
trainer,
by like
your personal trainer.
Already sophomore year, you were gluing dicks to your wall and fucking yourself.
I was like licking, I was like licking the back of the suction cup. Just you could place it anywhere you want.
Oh my God. And would you watch porn and fuck yourself up the ass?
But it sounds easier than it actually is to fuck yourself.
It sounds really hard. As someone who often kind of is trying to do the fucking from the reciprocal position.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like.
It's hard.
I almost wonder if that's why my hip was hurting. Because it's a lot of like sort of action that you wouldn't expect to be doing.
I almost wonder that. Wait, what's your favorite position, both of you?
Doggy.
You're so... You're
so serious. Doggy.
I used to be like...
Zed.
I used to be a famous missionary queen, but now I'm getting into doggy,
missionary
too.
Queen?
Yeah.
Why do you think that? What, did it just hit the right
it's
spot?
It's intimate.
There's something so horny about it to me because it's like how straight people fuck. You know what I mean?
And yes. And also the idea of just someone smothering you.
Yeah.
Just like, that's all I want, really, is just someone to land on me.
Yeah, I think
don't we?
Okay, now I'm ripping this feverishly. I'm ripping the coffee through the mood. My favorite all routine is start on top. Okay. That way I come immediately.
Yeah.
And then transition to missionary.
Girls are so interesting.
And then if I get bored of coming, like if I'm like, I keep coming and coming and coming, I'm like, okay, we get it. And I just want to feel like kind of destroyed. Then at the end, doggy.
Yeah.
So I like it. Girl on top, then you go to missionary, then you end with a doggy star.
Okay, put that on
the
CD.
That's how to fuck me. That's how you should fuck me.
I love that. Also like reverse, like cowboy. I think that's
I can't do that for some reason.
What's reverse cowboy?
Just like, so... You have.
Oh, it's like reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl. You just changed the.
Okay. I'm getting it. I have beakers. I'm like in a lab with a white coat.
That was the main thing you thought about school was that beakers were getting hugely involved. If you watched Sabrina on TGIF, you basically thought you were going to always have beakers in front of you.
In house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were saying.
Oh yes, what was I saying?
That you are sucking dicks.
Sucking dicks.
Someone we know.
Yeah, sucking dicks.
I mean, if that knows them, I know them.
Yeah.
Truly, just unspeakably hot.
Wow.
I mean, just such a hunk.
And
a
sounds like
hunk.
A good guy. If I had friends with him.
Very sweet.
Very
surprisingly
sweet.
Nice. When I meet someone who's that hot, it is off putting when they're also sweet.
Totally.
I don't expect it.
He listens to this pod, I know, but I think he's starting at the beginning and he's just catching up, so we won't have to worry about it. We won't have to worry about it for a year.
Yeah. Someone posted on Instagram recently that like they caught up and watched everything, that it was trying at times, but ultimately fun. I'm like, no one's making you do this. If you don't like the podcast, don't listen to it. And I wish you the best.
We got texts while we were in Philadelphia of random other person who had a podcast saying that, because I went on a phone, my phone during an episode because you a trillion of these. And I just have ADD. Went on like a 5-minute rant about me, like as a human being. And they said they hope I find my soul. And
this was good.
And that they're scared for me. Which is like, fine. It's like, just turn
around.
And he was like, I might have to stop listening to seek treatment.
Then
it's like, yeah,
it.
Go move forward with that choice. If you're the person, if you're listening, I would actually celebrate your choice. Kind of press the little pause button right now and go ahead and throw your phone into the Atlantic Ocean of all places.
They want you to engage. They want you to be like, you know.
I know. That's why I'm like, man, I'm talking about it. But I would have never heard it if people didn't, someone didn't text my boyfriend because they were
listening. I was surprised someone told you to listen to it. I was like, let it be, let it flow. I hope that person finds what they need.
They were like, Catherine Cohen's doing everything she can to keep it afloat.
And I want to say that I actually love the person. And I really want, we should totally get drinks. just because my friend Pat doesn't know where his soul is. I mean, I don't know what's like, up.
Have you seen my soul?
And on that note, I actually need to address, someone sent me a series of messages saying that I said something that was like body shaming or something. And I just want to say, like, I'm just a girl trying my best. I have dealt extensively with eating, disordered eating, as I'll call it. And I'm in no way an expert or have reached any conclusion in my own life. And I'm just trying my best. And if I say something that upsets you, I'm sorry, but I'm just a girl trying to make people laugh.
And me too.
And so is Pat.
You know, that's what we're all just trying to do.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. And I want people to listen to this podcast to just feel really good about themselves and happy. And so I feel upset that someone didn't feel that way. And I just want to say, I'm sorry. And I'll keep trying to improve.
That's all you can do.
I'm trying. And I just, like, it's hard. Like, I'm dealing with the same shit.
Totally. Same.
So it's just really difficult to zoom out.
Yeah, zoom out.
And try and speak wisely about something that I'm so in.
Yeah, it's like people are losing track of, we started this podcast because we're psychotic. So it's like,
don't lose track of the reason for the season.
Because we're Dr. Drew.
And I want to publicly say, I'm not a doctor, but I know that I could be if I wanted to be. In a different life, 4 years, 12 years, 8 years later.
I feel that way too.
Interesting to say eight after 12. Yeah. That's the kind of quirky artist type I am. It would never have worked. It would never have worked.
Now, Drew, you're 18 years young. You come out, you glue a dildo to your wall, and you start puffing yourself up your ass.
Yeah, that's exactly the order of events. Yes, yes.
Now, interesting. Mm-hmm. So you love bottoming if you're even doing it for a wall.
I mean,
I would bottom. That's like a phrase. I would even bottom for a fucking wall.
Bottom for the suction cup dildo on my wall.
Bottom for a wall.
I do enjoy it. Yeah, I love it.
I bottom for a wall.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, miss. Do you have a bottom for a wall? Penny for your time. Bottom for a wall, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, miss. Oi.
Oi. How many boyfriends have you had?
Oh, Mr. Todd.
Few. Maybe two. Maybe two?
Talk to me about the one that we don't know.
Yeah.
Who's the one that we don't know?
One that you don't know, Greg, college, Binghamton.
Greg
with one G.
Perfect.
Perfect first boyfriend.
Greg, college.
Binghamton vibes.
Binghamton vibes, yes.
Was Binghamton and gay?
Saw him.
Was everyone there gay?
No. It was like, that's like upstate
New
York.
So not every student was gay.
Nope.
That isn't right.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Cool. I take issue with Binghamton.
I saw him sing at during this class, this like vocal performance class. Fell in love instantly. Was singing Rent. And then that was it. We dated. Yeah.
How long?
Met him at the end of my freshman year.
Was he H or NH?
I don't know. Yeah. He was hot. He was hot. I mean, I don't know if I'd be attracted to him now, but definitely great first boyfriend.
What's your type?
I like big... Big guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Big guys. Yeah.
You and Sam, that's why you started CV together.
Me and Sam?
Yeah.
I said yes. One of the reasons. One of the many reasons.
I just for listeners, it sounded like you said that's why you started sleeping together.
No.
No, they're friends. They have a show. We have a hot comedy show called Stevie.
I'm hosting with Sam this month.
I know, I'm so excited to hear.
And one day I remember you guys were sort of in a Sweet Green type space, and Sam was like, I like big guys, and you were like, I like big guys. And you're like, let's do a comedy show together.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have a friend named Marshall, let's pull her in.
Let's bring her in.
And all the employees went, woo!
Yeah, we all set up. We took a bow.
Aww.
Yeah. But we lost Greg. I lost my virginity to him.
Oh, wow.
In college, yeah.
Did you
Coldplay.
Even your any virginity?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You never had sex?
No.
You're gold star gay.
No, never. Yeah, never had sex.
Cool.
My first time.
Tell me about your very first time.
Clocks
first
time. Go out and I can be.
Yeah, it was a rush of blood to the head.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I never, in my entire life, I've never listened to music during sex.
In Bethel, Connecticut.
What the fuck?
The closest I've ever came was Mutual Jerk to Pass the Dutch.
I am telling you, as the co-host of the podcast, to seek so much treatment.
Yeah. Wait, why do you not?
You need pills.
Music.
Get to the hospital.
It never even occurs to me. For one, it seems like the whole song, it depends.
Yeah.
I don't know. It never would occur to me to fuck to music. Even if we start fucking a music song, I'm like, can we turn the music off?
Yeah.
Because if it's like you're supposed to fuck to the music.
Yeah, I was fucking the other day and that song Fancy by Iggy Azalea came on.
No.
It was like, nah.
Yeah, I know.
That's hard.
My boyfriend claims.
I'm so fancy.
Yeah, yeah, it's sad.
I think this is okay to say. My boyfriend claims that he can't fuck to music because he has too much rhythm.
Oh, God.
And I can't fuck to music because I have not enough rhythm, so it actually works perfectly.
Wait, so he's worried that he would like
okay, distracted and he won't do what's good for him.
He'll just try to grind on you.
He'll honor the music instead of the love making.
If you honor the music instead of the love making, stay true to it.
You guys are so lucky to have kind of a mediocre amount of rhythm that you can enjoy music during your intercourse. Not talking. If you're a listener who has either too little or too much rhythm to listen to music while you fuck, I'm here. I'm here for you.
I listen to music during sex sometimes, but I do find it absolutely mortifying to pick the music, no matter what.
That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah. Absolutely. What's more mortifying than the word mortifying?
Very mortifying.
What do you usually choose? Huh. What do they usually choose?
That James Blake album was good.
Very hot.
What else do I choose? There's this band in college. It was this band Rye. I was obsessed. Rhye. You know them?
Yes.
It's
yes.
Like literally the first song is, oh, make love to me. It's like,
and there's like a beat for awesome. I know it.
Oh my God.
But it's like indie, but it's like hot.
Virgin Suicide's album. Air.
Do you guys ever fucked a
tell me how am I supposed to breathe with no air? I mean, how am I supposed to
only mutual jerk
only mutual jerk on the highway in Rhode Island.
Oh my God. No, and the other ones I pick, I'm also obsessed I want to be open with this.
Can you expect me?
Keep going.
To be alone with just me. I don't know the rest of the words. What happened to Jordan?
She's around.
Okay,
she's around. Now let me say this publicly.
Oh, calm down.
I mean, it's just like for you to come at us asking where Jordan's like.
That wasn't a pejorative to Jordan. Now
let me say this publicly. Yes. I am clinically addicted to the YouTube live channel that is called Lo-Fi Hip Hop.
Okay.
And what that is a music station that plays, weaves in and out lo-fi hip hop music. And the graphic is actually a little girl working at her desk. And so what I do is I listen to that when I write, and sometimes when I fuck. Is anyone here familiar with lo-fi hip hop?
No.
No.
Listen to Lo-Fi Hip Hop, we're part of a community because you can actually comment in live time.
Oh my God.
Huh?
So we're part of a community, and I wanted to shout out to my girls and say that's an amazing station.
So if you're on that, you should comment, Kat, you here?
Yeah, that'll be good.
And
Here's the thing. No, the last thing I'll say is there's so many people on it that the comments happen so fast, you like can't even read them. There's millions of us out there. Wow. Lo-Fi Hip Hoppers.
It's a movement.
Yeah.
I put on Pandora Acoustic Pop station when I clean my room.
Oh.
You know what's so funny?
When I clean my room and it's Pandora.
So I always think it's funny. My mom every day is like, it's like Pandora is like 2007.
I know, but it's my current day.
And every day my mom was like, who's using the Pandora? I can't get on. And I'm like, what?
It's me. You might know it's me.
The group text is half my mom being like, who's using Pandora? It's like, none of us are using Pandora. Like, girl. Same treatment if you're my mom and you are one of them. Who's using Pandora?
That's so funny.
Tell me about, so you see Greg singing, how does it, and you're at this point out of the closet?
No.
So you've never made out,
never done anything, yeah.
But, and you knew.
I knew.
From when you were a young age. Mm-hmm. How old?
Gay?
Yeah.
How old gay?
How old gay?
Our new segment.
How old gay?
I mean, I 10, 11.
Yeah, totally.
You know, around that's that time. Nice. I took dance class.
Oh, that's how you know. I want to take a hip hop class.
I'll go with you.
But I want to do it as an artist date.
Oh my gosh, okay. Yes. How far along are you?
I did it the first 5 weeks, and then the fifth week is media deprivation. We're not supposed to go on social media, watch TV, or read. And I made it one day last time. I did it 2 years ago, and then this time I made it like 2.5 days. Uh-huh. And then like because I like fucked that week up, then I was like, I kind of skipped. I just like didn't do it for a week. So now I'm going to start again on week five or six.
Everyone gets to week five. I feel like then they stop.
Well, it's the media deprivation week.
Are you still going to that group?
No, I actually never went to that group.
Okay.
I was an artist by group.
Yeah.
There's two kinds of group. Group sex and group.
Like artist by groups.
Yeah. Wait,
I've done it.
Those are the two groups. But wait, I think artist by is better done by yourself. It's all about like self-reflection. Like I think when people do it together, I'm like, seek treatment. You're looking for something.
It's also so much work. It's like to hear about other people's process.
Do you know that when someone broke up with me, as they left my apartment, I gave them a copy of The Artist's Way.
Oh my God.
You're like, you need this?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's psychotic. And you've never even done art history?
No.
Oh my God. That's so crazy.
You'll find a gift hanging for you on the doorknob. Take it, babe. You need this. Yeah, I think you need this.
That's so funny. I gave him a gift he'd given me. And then I was like, I guess I'm not going to do it. And I was like, but he think he really needs it.
Oh my God.
You'll find it.
He does.
You'll find it help.
Did he end up doing it?
I don't think so. I should check in. I'll check in.
Yeah. But anyways, so
how high is the horse that I was on that day?
Catherine, you never, that was recently, you never told me that. And that, you knew it was wrong because you kept it from me. You know what I mean?
It was February.
You knew it was wrong because you kept it from me. Wait, so you see Greg singing Rent.
I see him singing Rent.
For no reason
what
at all.
What you own. Duet, duet.
You know you're gay, no one else does.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Some people did.
Some people did.
You bet you never hooked.
Never hooked up.
How many people did you tell?
That I was gay?
So far. When you saw Greg.
Oh, maybe.
Did you identify as being out or cause? Oh, no, so you're cause. Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, honey.
Babe, I know.
Not to erase bi, but everyone says that.
I know.
But and there's a Sex in the City episode dedicated to it.
I know. There is.
Which one?
She goes on the date.
And I remember one of the lines is
that really hot guy?
Do I know if bi is just a pit stop on the highway to gay?
Yeah,
I couldn't help but wonder.
Is that the one where they go ice skating?
Yes, okay, he's so hot, that guy. He was a hottie in the late 90s.
Hot, played a lot.
I don't remember the guy, actually.
Oh, the guy is really special.
So I met Greg end of my freshman year, and then I jumped in this like body of water at college to commemorate a person who had died. Makes no sense at all. My friend was like, let's just leave it all in the water. So we jumped into this water. Well, we jumped into this lake, and then I got mono.
Naked? Oh, no.
No, not naked, babe. I got mono that summer, and then I started to AIM message him.
Oh,
and I
Greg?
I would drive to Connecticut and see him.
Oh.
And then my brother was
like— Was he out?
He was out. He was 2 years older. And I would like drive, you know, secretly drive to go see him 2 hours away over the whole summer. And then I shared a car with my brother, and he was like, why is there no gas in the car? Like, what's going on? And I was just making up all these excuses. And it got to the point where I was like, I had done the truth. I just like broke down, started crying. And I was like, I know.
90% of people come out because they can't afford the gas. Never fill the gas.
The gas. Yeah.
But wait. Were you hooking when you would go visit?
Oh, yeah. That was the summer.
So I think that's what I'm interested in. How did you
Wait, I want to hear about this beautiful coming out story.
I just want to hear about the fucking. It's fine.
Were you naked in the lake? Were you fucking? Are you getting slammed? I am. You're crying near your brother.
Crying
I love
brother.
This. This is drama. This is
There's
cinema.
The drama. Yep. And then from there.
How do you respond?
My brother, so supportive.
Yeah.
Family, so supportive.
How old
was he?
In relation to you.
Your family's hot.
You're younger.
Oh.
It's sad. You have two brothers, right?
Two brothers, two stepbrothers.
They're both married, right?
Younger brother's single in Colorado. My younger brother is 32. Older brother.
But he's in Colorado.
38. San Francisco married. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
And then two stepbrothers.
Okay. That's okay.
Yes. Oh, two bio brothers and two stepbrothers.
Mm-hmm.
The one you came onto was a bio or a step.
Bio.
That matters.
Bio.
It's the same thing.
Bio bros.
Bio bro.
There's a
porn. Bio bro. He is my brother, but we do fuck.
There's lots of porn. That's like uncle and nephew. It's like,
yeah, what's that about? Are you into that?
Not really. Like, if the people are hot, I just pretend they're not uncle and nephew.
I like stepbrother. I mean, stepfather.
I love stepfather.
Yeah.
Stuff is sexy.
Step stuff is hot.
I'm into step sucks. I'm into step stuff. When someone messages me on Grindr and says into, I say step stuff.
I like that.
You know, I wonder if I knew of my new sexual fantasy that I was playing around with in my head.
Yeah.
I'm on like a weekend retreat. It's like there's two couples, and in the middle of the night, I sneak away with the other
partner
guy, and
that's
we
hot.
Go fuck
in the woods.
Oh, that's really
in
fun.
The woods.
We were just kind of like in the kitchen or like in the closet.
That's very that very fun. Catherine, that's very very fun.
I'm
it
into
was very
that.
Sexy. Like I'm like shh, like no one can know.
Yeah.
Drew, are you a narrative queen when you're in the bedroom?
I'm pretty vocal. Does that surprise
But I mean
you?
Like narrative in terms of like do you build up stories in your head and pretend to kind of fantasize by yourself?
Oh, like a role play thing? Or
but not the kind of role play where the other
just
person
just acting
knows.
By yourself? Yeah. Connor really revealing that we're psychotic. We both make up
just like for myself?
Yeah, we like make up stories in our own heads.
That's something we do.
Yes,
that totally turns me on. Yeah. I only do it a lot. Like what? Give me an example. Like what?
So
why
famously when every fantasy you build eventually loses steam and you have to make a new one because you get bored of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to do one where in my head, again, don't tell my partner I'm doing this. I pretend that I am a high school senior from Missouri whose dad is a minister. My family goes on a trip to Italy, stays on a working farm. We have to do chores with the family. I am so attracted all day during the chores to their son. And then we have to share a bed. And my dad's so religious and we're kind of like the face of the church in our community. And then like during like when we're lying in bed in the morning or even at night, like he kind of rolls over and we just start like making out. I'm like, oh my God, like if anyone saw me, this would be so bad. Like, forbidden. But I just have to like do it because I'm so fucking into it. Like, that I did for a while, and like your classics. Yeah, sometimes I'll do like I'm a frat. I'm a freshman pledging a frat. That's kind of the frat that's all like tomorrow's leaders. Like everyone's dad is a senator, and my dad is like a really Republican senator.
Okay,
it always is centered around like my politics? Thing is like. I hate gays, kind of.
Oh, interesting. Isn't that interesting? It's like a self.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. It's something about the taboo of it. Because it used to be enough just for it to be gay, but now I have to like kind of make it seem like I specifically cannot be gay or else like it'll be really bad and everyone will hate me.
I think every gay person gets a little turned on by that.
Yeah.
I do.
And similarly, I feel like a lot of mine is like, I shouldn't be doing this. Like,
yeah.
Or like,
it's my best friend's husband.
Almost the idea that it's like, that's like a different, this is like a different fantasy, but also the idea that like, I almost don't even know what's happening. I'm like, I've never done this before. Like,
yes.
I don't know. Yeah. Why does this feel so
in.
Good? Like,
yes, yes, yes,
oh, totally. I don't even understand my body. It's just like,
it's all happening to me. Yes.
Totally. It's like, I don't even think I'm going to like it.
Yeah. I'm like, stop.
And you're almost mad at yourself. That you like it so much.
I do role play stuff a lot.
I never do role play.
Can you talk to us about that?
Happy to. I mean, so like in college, high school, like I was I didn't fuck at all. Mm-hmm. Like I was very just straight laced, didn't do anything. And then like when I moved to New York, I was just like fully down to explore. So I'm, you know, hopping on Grindr. I've done like some role play stuff, very into like trainer fantasies.
Totally. Oh,
it's topical.
Yeah.
I have a new hot trainer.
Okay.
That's
like,
very topical.
This guy would come over, like totally would just like, we'd fall right into it. He'd come in, you know, thanks for coming over to my apartment. You know, he's like, I know I don't usually do like at home sessions. And then like literally we'll start working out, like doing squats. And then it turns in.
Oh,
it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Do you ever feel like
that happened to you in real life?
Yeah, I do. Like before he comes over.
You hook up with such hotties.
I know.
Look at him.
Surprises me.
Okay, look at you.
You can all see.
But true, is it ever hard to stay in the fantasy?
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, it depends how complicated, but I.
What are other scenarios you like?
I've done like, you know, like boss.
Of course.
I've done landlord.
Do you do costumes?
Like you're late on a payment. Yeah. Come in. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. I'm so horny.
That's hot. That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. What was your question?
Do you do costumes?
No. Never.
Well, I like that in porn when it's like rent. Oh. I need like some kind of like narrative in porn. Yeah. But what
That's
was
really
I going
hot.
To say?
But I'm now sort of at a point where I don't want to do casual. I don't want to do casual sex anymore.
Oh, interesting.
Looking to date.
But wait, can I say something?
Yes, please.
The limited experience I've had with role play, I find that in the beginning, it's really fun. And then I'm like, once I'm enjoying the sex, then I can't.
Stay in it.
Yeah, and I can't. Then I'm like,
well, you're not an actor. You're not. Weren't born to be an actor.
Yes, I was. yes, I was. Don't take that back. I was born to be an actor.
Redacted,
movie star. I'm gonna be a movie star.
I know.
My God, how many times do I have to scream it online? Then once I'm having the good sex, I'm torn between thinking too hard about what to say and then like trying to enjoy the sex. So I guess you have to just kind of let it go at a certain point.
I know. I think I don't know if this is like healthy, but I think like the role play actually like allows me to
lose yourself in the sex more.
Yeah, but also like it feels like I can like maybe not dissociate from it, but I sort of feel like I'm like it's a very separate thing.
Yeah.
So it's like it doesn't feel quite as
totally.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think for me it's
it doesn't
also,
feel like myself. It's like almost like it's like someone else fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does. I feel like part of me maybe is I'm embarrassed to lean too far into it. I'm scared of what I might say if I really were to let go, especially because I'm doing it with someone who I know and have had sex with before, where it's totally different with a stranger. There's less like...
Yeah. I'm chatting with this one guy right now. Uh-huh.
On Grindr.
Off Grindr, actually. We met in real life.
Stop.
But he's really... Yeah. We met at a bar. He's into like playing a game where he has like a whole list, like a whole Google Doc of different sexual acts, and you roll a dice and whatever you get. Like it's like edging culture.
Oh my God.
So it's like you never have the release. You're just like, you can do it for hours.
Oh my God, you never come.
So what's on the list?
Never come. It's like...
I don't like edging.
I'm not into edging either, but like I think if it leads to maybe sex, it'd be fun. So yeah. It's like,
oh, it's not edging.
He would be like, yeah. I mean, there's like right? all Wait, different. Right?
I think in edging, eventually, I would hope you come at eventually.
I don't know.
I don't want to be disrespectful to the edging community, but I would hope you come at some point.
So like an example would be like tickling or like,
oh, I don't like
ball
that.
Tying.
It's okay, Pat.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Ball tying. What does that mean?
It's like, you know, sort of you tie the knots.
You tie around the balls. Uh-huh. Does that feel good?
Some people like it.
Sometimes I wish my balls were droopier.
Are they not? Are they?
They're not very droopy, no.
Is it good or bad to have droopy balls?
A lot of people don't like droopy balls, but I like droopy balls.
You do?
I think it's hot. It's kind of like.
Do you like big balls?
I like it all, but I feel like big balls are, it's like, that's like a fucking man.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
But I like both.
That's how I feel too.
That's how I feel too.
But sometimes when they're really droopy, it's like, are you okay? And they are okay. And I checked in with my sources and they are actually okay.
Yeah. Well, in the
and
winter.
All bodies are beautiful. All bodies are beautiful.
In the winter, your balls cling to your body because it's trying to secure.
Is that true?
Hold on to the heat.
Yeah. God, I love fucking. I'm like getting really aroused by the roleplay combo.
You know what I regret that I'll never probably know?
What?
If I'm fertile.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll never try to.
I'll tell you.
No, but
try and get me pregnant. But I think I'm probably not, so it'll be a tricky combo. Find out all about all this and more in our next section. Okay. We love you, we live you, we laugh you. You keep us young.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.